This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Ranked choice voting debacle. Elections in New York City have always been sui generis. Petitions and candidates would roundly be rejected for spurious reasons. Rules from the Election Commission could change with the weather. In every election cycle, Acorn's political department had two sets of standards and rules, one that worked across the country and one that only applied to New York City. Now we can put all these problems aside, including blaming the election authorities for some of the problems, because the first-time experience with ranked choice voting, RCV as they call it, has been a disaster. To remind everyone, there were some 13 candidates in the Democratic primary and two in the Republican. Voters were able to rank up to five choices. The in-person voting on election day would only determine the winner if one candidate polled more than 50%. If not, there would be a series of computer-driven elimination rounds to reapportion votes based on the voters' ranking by eliminating the voters from the bottom on up and redistributing them accordingly. The election was on June 22nd. The largest vote-getter was 10% ahead of the second and third candidates, although he didn't poll even one-third of the first-place votes, and the two candidates trailing were about one-fifth in polling as favorites of the voters. On the eighth day after the election, the first reports of the algorithmic distribution of votes tightened the race among the top three, with the leader still ahead by 2%, and the former third-place candidate now in second place by a hair. That vote was thrown out because the commission, in a huge boo-boo, had tallied 135,000 votes used to test the software with the rest of the voters. No one on the payroll noticed that the count they were reporting was more than 100,000 more than the number of total votes they had reported a bit over a week earlier. Simple math, that error is on them. 10 days after the election, having cleaned up that mess and what they reported was a ninth round, the race had tightened in much the same way. Only now, for reasons beyond me, this is also a demerit on the election authorities, are they counting the more than 100,000 absentee ballots? The candidates, the press, and random observers are calling for patience because the final tally and determination on who will be the Democratic nominee for mayor and the likely winner in November won't be known until mid-July. That's ridiculous, and that's a red mark on the ranked vote system. There's almost no conceivable way that voters wouldn't prefer to be watching the two leading candidates appeal to them in a runoff rather than living through the speculation about who will win and what happened to their votes, much less how nobody's overwhelming favorite is going to govern their unruly city. And there's no end to the speculation and presentation of alternative scenarios as people game the count of the absentee voters to project whether the first past the poll candidate will win, or the second or third might somehow, in the magic and mayhem of computer chaos, still pull it out. It's no surprise that there are many and louder voices calling for another referendum to replace ranked choice voting. The papers all call this a debacle. This is past ridiculous, and it beggars democracy. I'll root for a revote in RCV, no matter who wins as mayor. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.